0-1 pitch hit on the ground to short. McDonald to Hill. Low throw to first, taken out of the dirt by Encarnacion. What a double play to end the inning. John McDonald quickly to Hill, and then Aaron, a little awkwardly at second base, bounced one to the bag at first, but mission accomplished.
A huge double play there as the Oakland A's threatened for the only time in the game. A couple of walks off Luis Perez in the bottom of the sixth inning, and then their only hit to load the bases with one out. Perez was on fumes and looked like he was done. The Blue Jays hadn't scored, but John Farrell left him out there in an attempt to get him to finish the inning so he could qualify for the win. And he got that double play ball off the bat of Covelli Crisp. That's the play of the game. Brought to you by Rogers On Demand. Watch the Jays live from anywhere, online or on the go at rogersondemand.com. Then in the top of the seventh, the next batter after that double play, in fact, Jose Bautista, who had saved Perez's no-hit bid twice with spectacular catches in the fourth and fifth, led off the seventh with his 36th home run of the season. And Casey Jansen made it stand up with three innings of no-hit relief to pick up his second save of the season. Now, Frank Francisco was supposed to pitch the ninth. Not sure what happened, but we saw on the TV the shot of him with his head in his hands and the bullpen just sitting there. Could be anything. Heat exhaustion, dehydration. He could have hurt himself, although he probably would have gone in if that had happened. But Frank Francisco, for some reason, was not able to answer the bell for the ninth inning. So Casey Jansen, who had thrown 35 pitches, went right back out there and threw 14 more and retired the side in order. He struck out five, which is the most he has ever struck out in an appearance as a reliever. Didn't give up a hit, and he and Perez are now on the list. Blue Jays history as they combine to throw a one-hitter, and the Jays take down the Oakland A's 1-0. It's just a quick little Jays talk because, well, we have to let the network go at the top of the hour, and then our flagship station, Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590, will have the Toronto Football Club. So if you want to sneak in, do it now. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Let's start with Richard in Richmond Hill. How about that for a first big league start from Luis Perez, Richard?
Oh, it was unbelievable. Just exciting. I was one of those people that was a little warier about that Brett Laurie trade, but now that I'm starting to see not just how impressive Laurie is, but just some of these good young pitchers they have, I feel a lot better about letting Markham go.
All right, that's fair enough.
I want to talk about how Henderson Alvarez, actually, even though Perez had a great game, his fastball, the movement on it. I mean, if it wasn't coming in at 95, I would have thought it was a breaking ball. Like, I cannot believe the movement he has in his pitches, and he's one guy that I'm really excited about. And wanted to get your opinion on Kyle Drabek. He's struggling really, really badly, and if he doesn't improve like this season, I don't think there's any reason they should bring him up in September. But is there a situation where this could maybe be like Roy Halladay all over again, where they'll probably have to start him all over again, maybe in single A?
I've heard suggestions of that. I think it's way premature for that. I mean, Roy Halladay was up in the big leagues for parts of three seasons before they sent him down to rework himself. And he still holds the record, Halladay does, for highest ERA by any pitcher in baseball history with a minimum of 40 innings pitched. And after that season, they sent him down and started to rebuild him. Drabek is still young. He's just had a taste of the big leagues. He has not done well at all, it's true. Well, I mean, he's had some pretty solid starts. But I don't think we're at the point yet where you have to worry about rebuilding him. And I would love to see him up in September just to see what's going on. I have a bit of a problem with looking at those Pacific Coast League numbers. You have to take them with a huge grain of salt. So I'm not worried about Kyle Drabek yet at all. Mike in Toronto. Mike, you're on the Jays Talk. What'd you think of Luis Perez today?
Outstanding. Unbelievable. Wow.
Yeah, what more could you want from a guy who's making his first big league start?
Holy smokes. Let's keep it going.
No kidding.
Oh, man. Well, listen, you know, the reason I called is actually with regards to the uniforms and just reading the Toronto newspaper this morning. They had kind of an article front page on the sports section.
Yeah, in the Star, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yes.
There are several Toronto newspapers.
And it kind of made me laugh in the sense that they've been talking about this new uniform thing for quite a while, and you know the pent up excitement of what could be the new Toronto Blue Jays uniform, and the one that won is pretty much the
exact
uniform.
Same as what they have now. Yes, I know. I'm with you 100% on that.
What is up?
I don't understand it at all.
And frankly, you know what? Like, I kind of actually like the black jerseys with the same logo of the one that won the contest.
Which is their
And what's one. Even funnier is the one the honorable mentioned. Did you see that one with the
lumberjack? Yeah, the lumberjack plaid.
Or
yeah, that was
Kelowna
lovely. Or
the dinner jacket or whatever they call it.
If you haven't gotten a chance, check out the front page of the Toronto Star Sports section. Right now, today's sports section to see this uniform contest, and yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. We're out of time here, but yeah, the one that won is pretty much the exact same thing that they're wearing right now. I'm led to understand that they're going to incorporate some more red into a new uniform, and I'm hoping they go back to something that's a lot more like the older logo. We have to take a break. We have soccer afoot, and we have to let the network go. We'll catch up on the scoreboard. An incredible pitching performance by Luis Perez, and then an equally incredible one almost by Casey Jansen. He only worked half as many innings, but he didn't give up any hits as opposed to Perez's one. And the Blue Jays offense still shooting blanks, but blanks were enough. One home run, Jose Bautista hit it. The Jays took down Oakland 1-0. It is the Honda postgame on the Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here at Baseball Control in Toronto, the Blue Jays take down the A's 1-0. Jose Bautista homers to lead off the seventh and take back the Major League lead with his 36th. And Luis Perez and Casey Jansen combine on the one-hit shutout in Perez's first Major League start. He goes six innings, takes a no-hitter into that sixth inning, but goes six innings of one-hitter. Casey Jansen works the final three innings. Hitless relief, one walk and five strikeouts to pick up his second save of the season. And yes, Luis Perez has just thrown his hat very much in the ring for the fifth starter's job next year, maybe even the fourth starter's job next year. And let's keep Casey Jansen coming in late in the ballgame. He has earned it. Quick look at the scoreboard. Yankees beat the Twins 3-0, while Boston took down Kansas City 6-1. So the Yanks still lead the Red Sox by a half game in the AL East. The Cleveland Indians got swept by the Tigers 8-7, the final score. The game ended with Austin Jackson throwing out Shinsu Chu at the plate. He was the tying run, obviously. Johnny Damon led off the bottom of the ninth with his 11th home run of the year to lift Tampa Bay over Seattle 8-7. Angels beat Baltimore 7-1. Jerome Williams got his first Major League win in almost 6 years. White Sox blank Texas 10-0. In the National League, Johnny Gomes hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the bottom of the 10th. Washington beats the Phillies 5-4. Atlanta took down Arizona 1-0. San Francisco picks up a game on the D-backs with a 6-4 win in 11 in Houston. You've been listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Rogers, a proud partner of the Toronto Blue Jays. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. The Jays are off tomorrow, back at it at home Tuesday night as they open a three-game set with the Royals. Brandon Morrow against Bruce Chen. We're on at 7 Eastern for 7:07 first pitch. For Jerry Howard, Greg Zahn, Alan Ashby, Derek Brandeo, Tommy on the Faiso, I'm Mike Wilner. Bye.